Harlequin Special Release and Harper Audio present Long Tall Texans, Regan and Todd by Diana Palmer. Performed by Todd McLaren. Long Tall Texans, Regan.
Chapter 1. The tall, silver-haired man stood quietly apart from the rest of the mourners, his eyes narrowed and contemptuous on the slender, black-clad figure beside his sister. His cousin Barry was dead, and that woman was responsible. Not only had she tormented her husband of 2 years into alcoholism, but she'd allowed him to get behind the wheel of a car when he was drunk, and he'd gone off a bridge to his death. And there she stood, $4 million richer, without a single tear in her eyes. She looked completely untouchable, and Ted Regan knew that she had been, as far as her husband had been concerned. His sister noticed his cold stare, and left the widow's side to join him.
"Stop glaring at her. How can you be so unfeeling?"
Sandy asked angrily. His sister had dark hair. At 40, he was 15 years older than she, and prematurely gray. They shared the same pale blue eyes, though, and the same temper. "Am I being unfeeling?" he asked with a careless smile, and raised his smoking cigarette to his mouth.
"You promised you were going to give that up,"
she reminded him. He lifted a dark eyebrow. "I did. I only smoke when I'm under a lot of stress, and only outdoors."
"I wasn't worried about secondhand smoke. You're my brother, and I care about you," she said simply.
He smiled, and his hand touched her face briefly. "I'll try to quit. Again," he said wryly. He glanced at the widow with cold eyes. "She's a case, isn't she? I haven't seen a single tear. They were married for 2 years.
"Nobody knows what goes on inside a marriage, Ted," she reminded him quietly.
"I suppose not," he mused. "I've never wanted to marry anybody, but it seems to work out for a few people."
"Like the Ballingers here in Jacobsville," she agreed with a smile. "They go on forever. I envy them."
Ted wasn't going to touch that line with a pole. He drew on the cigarette, and his harsh gaze went back to the heavily veiled woman by the black limousine. "Why the veil?" he asked coldly. "Is she afraid Barry's mother may wonder why there aren't any tears in her big blue eyes?"
"You're so cynical and harsh, Ted. It's no wonder to me that you've never married," she said with resignation. "I've heard people say that no woman in South Texas would be brave enough to take you on."
"There's no woman in South Texas that I'd have," he countered.
"Least of all, Corrine Tarleton," she added for him,
because the way he was looking at her best friend spoke volumes. "She's even younger than you," he said curtly. 24 to my 40, he added quietly. "Years too young for me, even if I were interested. Which I am not," he added, with a speaking glance.
"She isn't what you think," Sandy said.
"I'm glad you're loyal to the people you love, Didbit. But you're never going to convince me that the merry widow over there is grieving."
"You've always been unkind to her," Sandy said.
He stiffened. "She was a pest once." Sandy didn't reply. She'd often thought that Ted had been in love for the first time in his life with Corrine, but he'd let the age difference stand between them. He was 40, but he had the physique of a man half that age, and the expensive dark suit he was wearing flattered it. He was a working millionaire. He never sat at a desk. He was slender and strong, and as handsome as the late cowboy star Randolph Scott. But he had no use.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?